This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Will they? Won't they? They being the Browns. The thing being trading Myles Garrett, to talk about all of it, the implications of it, and more. We head out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, and welcome on former NFL agent, now with CBS Sports as an NFL analyst, Joel Corey. Joel, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing all right here. It's a beautiful Friday. Because Daryl didn't really make me feel any better about this. I'm watching the Super Bowl parade. It's a little over the top for me now. I don't know if it's because I'm 39. I don't know if it's because I just am maybe over drunk in public. Have we gone too far? It's a little Spinal Tap for me, Joel.
Well, I haven't watched 1 minute of it. I just remember last time they won, one of the linemen, maybe it was Kelsey Lane Johnson, was inebriated and had some interesting things to say.
That seems like that was today as well. It was just a different offensive lineman. So one of the reasons we have you on, Joel, is your piece on the complications of trading Myles Garrett from the Browns' standpoint. Can you walk us through those?
Yeah, the Browns, when they restructured his contract in 2023 and made it much more complicated than it had to be, by sticking multiple option bonuses in there and multiple dummy voiding years, definitely were setting it up to eventually do an extension. The Browns, one, are adamant they don't want to trade him. Andrew Berry has said, I wouldn't even take two first-round picks for the guy. So that's the first hurdle, them changing their mind. I know he's saying he wants out and he's willing to do whatever it takes. High stakes game of chicken. We'll see who blinks. But from a cap standpoint, the Browns are in a lousy position. They're over the cap. They have about $342 million of cap commitments. They had $42 million of cap room to carry over. The cap will be hopefully $275 in that range. Garrett has a $19.7 million cap number. Because of the restructures and the option bonuses are prorated like signing bonus, that means if the Browns decided to trade him very quickly, they would have a $32.6 million in dead money. So they're going to have basically an increase on the cap of $16.5 million if they had a quick change of heart. Now it can get a little bit worse. The first option bonus has to be exercised for $5 million the first couple of days of the league year, by the third day of the league year, March 14th. So if they don't decide to trade him before then, his base salary is going to reduce from $19.8 to $14.8. That $5 million gets prorated. So now your dead money goes up to $41.2 million.
Joel, what can the Browns do as far as limiting? You went through the cap escalators there, but what could Andrew Berry potentially do to limit the damage from a cap standpoint with a trade? And you know, Miles said on Super Bowl media roll there that he's willing to do anything to facilitate a trade. So what do you think they could do to minimize that cap liability and still move him?
Well, they could wait until after June 1, because then they're able to split the cap hit over 2 years. So that would help, because then you're going to have $15.75 million of dead money in 2025 and basically $25.45 million in 2026. When Myles Garrett says, I'll do anything to facilitate a trade, I'm not taking that to mean I'll take a pay cut to get out of here. He's underpaid as it is. He was the first $25 million per year non-quarterback in 2020 when he signed the deal. There are 2 years left on his contract then. The ink was barely dry before Joey Bosa went to $27 million. He's now tied for 20th amount among non-quarterbacks in average yearly salary. So I don't see him doing something like that, giving up money to try to get out.
Joel Corey, CBS Sports, former NFL agent on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Now, one thing that's been thrown out there by, I think it was Mike Florio that threw it out there, and I actually think it was earlier today on this station before he put it up on his website, was that the Browns should approach anybody interested in trading for Myles Garrett with the idea of they should take Deshaun Watson's contract together in a trade as well. Is that even possible?
No, not really. If you're going to do a trade to get 2025 draft capital, then you're going to have $80.77 million of dead money for Deshaun Watson. So that's going to go up about $70 million from what his cap number is. And they more or less have to restructure him. That's why they did that maneuver at the end of the year where they added more dummy voiding years in the contract. That screams we're going to do a maximum restructure, create about $35 million in cap space, then do it again, and then once the 5 years are up, we're going to make him a post-union designation and split the cap hit for the proration over 2 years. That's not – it's a creative idea, but it's hard to get that to work cap-wise.
What some fans say if they trade Miles, they should just blow it up, right? But they can't blow it up because of the cap. And what I mean is, like, they can't trade Denzel Ward. They can't trade Wyatt Teller. They're pretty much stuck, aren't they, Joel?
Well, Denzel Ward's probably going to want out if Miles is gone. But, yeah, they're built. Well, people forget, Maxie Miles forgets, they were a playoff team last year, musical chairs at quarterback. So they're operating as if we're going to be a decent, good playoff contending team. So that's why they've structured contracts with a bunch of option bonuses, where there's going to be a ton of proration on dead money when guys are gone. And this is one contract they never contemplated they'd have to contend with potentially moving to another team, just because you wouldn't have done what they've done and create these type of cap ramifications if you thought it was a remote possibility at all.
Joel, with Saquon Barkley being arguably the most important offensive player on Philadelphia, they win the championship, even though he didn't have great numbers in the Super Bowl. A year ago, the Giants were on the record on Hard Knocks as saying, well, I love Saquon, but we don't love him at that number. Do you think Saquon's success this year, and maybe Derrick Henry's in Baltimore as well, do you think that might help reset the running back market to get more money and more security for running backs, or do you think in the end this is a cyclical thing?
Well, the NFL is a copycat league. Last year we had the most productive running back get to the Super Bowl in Christian McCaffrey, and this year you had the most productive running back win the Super Bowl. I wouldn't be surprised if the Ravens renegotiate Derrick Henry's contract and give him a raise, because it was $16 million over 2 years, maxed out at 20 incentives. I think you're going to see a couple of the younger running backs really reap the benefit, not this year because they're not able to extend their contract yet, but Bijan Robinson and Jahmyr Gibbs from the Lions, those two are next up to really reap the benefit of what's going on with Barkley and Henry.
Joel, I want to ask you about Joel Bitonio's situation. He's in the final year of his contract, but if my memory serves me correctly, he's got like three or four void years that got tacked on as the result of previous restructures. What happens if he retires? What type of cap damage does that do to the Browns?
Well, first, I think he's got a roster bonus due first couple of days of the league year.
Yeah, I think it's $3
million. Yeah, I think he and Teller both have a roster bonus due. They'd have to probably, it's the third day, they'd probably have to make him a post-June 1 designation because he's got a cap hit of 14.3. Yeah, it's yeah, there's so much proration on this thing. Yeah, it's got to be a post-June 1 designation to do it. That's the only way it would work.
Joel, I did see that Kirk Cousins was on your most disappointing veteran acquisitions of 2024 list back in December. Now, Kirk Cousins should be available this year for the Cleveland Browns. If the Atlanta Falcons release him and he's available for the veteran men, whatever that is, I can't even remember off the top of my head, do you think that suddenly becomes a good potential acquisition for the Browns because it doesn't come with $80 million guaranteed?
Well, if you take Raheem Morris at face value, he's comfortable having Cousins as the highest paid backup in league history, which I'm not buying. I fully expect for them to use a post-June 1 designation on him, and he's going to be released. It would be Russell Wilson part two from the standpoint that Wilson signed for his league minimum salary to go to Pittsburgh. Cousins' league minimum will be $1.255 million. Yeah, Cleveland makes sense from the standpoint of the Kevin Stefanski connection. We'll see if he's a little bit healthier if that happens. What I'm curious to see is, does Myles Garrett's trade demand force the Browns to use their first-round pick on a quarterback when they may not have to try to placate him, give him to change his mind, and seeing if – if we bring Cousins in, will that be good enough to get you to soften your stance? But just because of the connection and familiarity always brings comfort, I could see Cousins in Cleveland.
Okay, Joel, the $92 million question for you. You are Andrew Berry. Please, for the love of everything holy, give us the eject button from the Deshaun Watson contract.
There is no eject button here. The eject button is getting a time machine, go back before you signed him, and don't do it. putting that aside, you got to ride it out. You're going to restructure for the next 2 years and then I haven't done the calculations. You'll probably do maximum restructures to create cap room, and then you have massive dead money for the first 2 years after the contract's done. That's the likely scenario.
Well, Joel, I hate to have to hit the eject button on this conversation, but we are up against it. We sure appreciate your time today, and thank you so much.
Sure. Thanks for having me, guys.
Joel Corey there, CBS Sports on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Very informative. A lot of ins and outs there. I feel like we got the details.
Not a lot of optionality though.
With the contracts and the avoidable years and the whatnot. And well, we're gonna react to what Joel had to say coming up in about 5 minutes here, and we're gonna get into how deep will the reset actually go on 92.3 The Fan. Informative stuff.
Baby making analysis right there.
Joel's great at what he does. Daddy's back. That's a hard segment for your boy. I'm just going to be real honest with you. When we start talking prorations and not gyrations, I wanted to cue Mac Robinson with a careless whisper. Because listen, when things get a little dry, things get a little boring, you put a little careless whisper on, all of a sudden it's not quite so informational. All of a sudden okay, everybody relaxes a little bit. You get the feeling going, right? Yeah. Maybe it would have loosened up Joel just a little bit, right?
Maybe. should have been at the Eagles parade.
I don't have it in me.
Easy just, now.
I just should have let you and Joel have the room and just put on Careless Whisperer. Give me more, fat man. Maybe we could like just pipe in Florio tweets that are subtweeting you guys.
He's subtweeting me right now. Yeah.
The pride that you said that with. Can you explain what he's subtweeting with right now?
All right. So he posted today. And believe me, nobody has gotten more clicks out of Deshaun Watson than Mike Florio has.
Joel just sent a thank you. Joel just sent the nicest thank you tweet. He's such a nice human being. It was such a great interview. Very informational. Go ahead. Thank you, Joel.
So, and it was one of the questions we actually asked Joel about, can you trade Myles Garrett and Deshaun Watson together? And part of that's because, well, Mike Florio, who again has gotten a bazillion clicks off of Deshaun Watson in the last 5 years or whatever it's been.
The engagement prospector.
Right, yes.
I see gold in their hills.
So he did an article today about, and it's my fault because I didn't give him another click and like read what he wrote because the headline was just so preposterous I wasn't going to do it. So I quote tweeted or quote posted whatever the new X terminology there is. Tell me you don't know the NFL salary cap without telling me you don't know how the NFL salary cap works.
He's so you're proposing, saying he doesn't know how the salary cap
right,
works.
Because he's like, hey, the Browns should attach Deshaun Watson's contract to the Myles Garrett trade. So now he puts out another thing. He sends the article back out again. And he writes, he goes, the armchair salary cap experts are balking at the consequences to the Browns of a Myles Garrett trade that includes the Deshaun Watson contract. Well, here's a look at the details and possible ways to minimize the dead money. Like, okay, thanks, Florio.
I just think it's funny that Florio is, okay, so I'm not a smart man.
We know this.
I admit this. Like, I'm an Ivy Leaguer, but on those standards, there's ivy on the walls of Bowling Green, okay? Don't jam me up about it there, Daryl. But yeah, so like, I don't bother learning the ins and outs of the salary cap because it's boring. And it's not dumb. It's very intelligent. But I have people like you and Jonathan and Jack Duffin to explain it to me.
And Joel.
And Joel, in just painstaking detail to inform me on the... the average fan knows $80 million dead cap with Deshaun, 30 or 40 dead cap with Miles. That's half of your salary cap, basically.
Correct.
That, in the words of Chris Ronan, that dog won't hunt. I'm just quoting a local politician with a very...
Who's been a great partner for the Cleveland Browns, by the way, we were told yesterday.
Daryl, don't make me cue Careless Whisper again, because God help me, I will. I just, listen, even if they could, I wouldn't want them to. Like, some lessons, there are no shortcuts to. The lesson of what an utter waste and complete failure of a trade and everything that led to it with Deshaun Watson. The lesson isn't, you know, quarterbacks get injured. No, it is if you swing big, you should maybe potentially, possibly calculate the potential downside of a risk in real time beyond, we might have one bad press conference about this, then we'll get back to it because it's going to be about football. Or once presented with new information, like maybe a quarterback just ain't there. Maybe you don't then go all the way in, right? Maybe that's the lesson that you can learn.
After they've already told you no.
Yes. So there are countless lessons for the Browns to learn on the Deshaun Watson saga.
No does not mean try harder.
Okay, that could also apply to Deshaun Watson himself. But I think when we get to the big picture of this, I just think, like, learn your lesson. You are not, like, the entire... Listen, because we've continued to do this thing, well, 13 other teams made calls about it. Yep, yep. And the Browns did the thing, And at the time it was committed, the Browns did the thing to get Deshaun Watson here. But there were so many signs along the way. You don't have to do this. Like, this is why when people say the Browns have to do anything this offseason, they really don't.
Right.
Like, I would honor Myles Garrett's trade request because I think Myles has earned my respect. And so if somebody's out there, and I do think this is going to come down to if somebody's offering 3 picks for Myles, Myles is a Brown next year. If somebody offers you 6 picks for Myles and at least 2 of them are top 32 and another 2 of them are top 100, I think there's a good chance Myles won't be here. So, but for me, it comes down to I respect Myles. I understand. We've put him through hell. He's put his body on the line. I will respect the player for his ridiculously high-level accomplishments. And I understand there's a world beyond Deshaun Watson and a world after Deshaun where everybody can still prosper in this. But you don't have to trade Myles. You don't have to do anything. The freeing part of being 3-14 is the only thing that locks you into having doing something is people worrying about their jobs or Jimmy Haslam worrying about selling PSLs. None of that gets you any closer to winning. So take your medicine. It tastes like crap. And get over yourself. I want to be clear because this is a Florio-generated idea. I'm not suggesting that the Browns want to do this. I'm suggesting even if they could, they shouldn't. Like, even if the Browns could, to get somebody to take Deshaun's contract, you'd have to lower the asking price on your most valuable asset in Myles Garrett.
Yep.
What winning organization sells off their best player at a 40% discount?
Because you took Deshaun Watson's contract.
To get rid of a previous failure instead of just letting that thing go and exist. So, in a way, I'm glad the Browns are handcuffed with this, because I do think they would 100% try and do this if there was a feasible way of doing it. And I'm here to say, let's just take our medicine.
Yeah.
And listen, we're a part of this, right? A fair amount of people defended the Deshaun trade. I did not love the Deshaun trade at the time, but by the end, I was trying to stay neutral on Deshaun the player until the last possible moment. So I can't act as if I was somehow, like, I'm not soapboxing anyone here. Let's learn our lesson. And the 2025 season should be our lesson learned. That probably should include trading Myles. It doesn't have to include trading anybody else, right? Like, you can, if you want to trade down at a 2, you want to trade Myles, get a butt ton of picks, build that roster for this year, hopefully fortifying it for the quarterback in 2026. Do that. But let's not then go to the thing of, oh, well, we got to get out of this Deshaun contract. Or, well, because Myles did this, well, now this player wants, well, okay, well, those players don't do what Myles does, so they're going to stay right here and help you rebuild.
Or you just accept the fact that there is no getting out of that contract. Like, that's the other thing. Like, everyone's been looking for the out. There is no out. That's the point.
Yeah.
That is why we are here where we are today.
That was the danger of giving him a $230 million guaranteed contract, fully guaranteed.
Right.
And the Browns have already hit some of the eject button, by the way, with the latest restructure, which pushes money across multiple years dead cap into the future.
And just so you know, when they restructure it again within the next 3 or 4 weeks... that's not a signal that they're moving on from him this year. It's just so they can feel the team this year that they will be doing a restructure. And they're going to do it again next year. Like, just, you know, people lost their minds at the last...
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Restructures are basically paperwork. That's what contract restructures are.
Yeah.
It's built-in boilerplate language in the contract that lets you convert salary into signing bonus, subtracting the veteran minimum. And then you can prorate that quote-unquote signing bonus you just created over the life of the contract, therefore lowering the cap figure.
I get one more word, and it's careless whisper. One more word like that. You got very randy very quickly there. We've already
it's a little early. I know.
We've already had Joel there. We're going to get where we want to go here, but don't do it yet, Mac. We're not there. One more word of contractual mumbo-jumbo, and so help me God, George Michael's beautiful voice will be echoing through everyone's ears.
They're going to create $36 million in salary cap room by restructuring.
No, do it. You made me do this. It's Valentine's Day. You're out here talking contractual mumbo jumbo. People just want to get ready for a nice night with their person.
Get that ass.
Right? They just want to have fun. And you're out here trying to contract. What was the last thing you said?
Restructure?
No, there was something else in there that cheesed me off.
Salary cap room?
No, now you're being daft.
$36 million in salary cap space.
Big, massive humans.
Go ahead.
That's what they will create with another restructure in three to four weeks.
How deep will the reset go?
Not very deep.
What about
Emmy?
What about Wyatt Teller?
I think Wyatt Teller is going to be a Cleveland Brown.
Why is that? Give us those contractual deets. Don't stop now.
Don't have the room for more dead cap.
I don't have it in me.
Dead cap wins no games.
Daddy's back. Denzel? Kind of dead cap we talking there?
Talking about $40 million. That ain't happening.
Give me more, fat man.
Wait a minute. Are you calling me a fat man, Mac? I mean, I realize. I'm up to $1.90, but come on, man. My scale isn't crying yet.
I'm also
someone
up
step
to
on a duck.
190 times 2. Rich in Berea, welcome to the show.
How are you, sir?
I think I'm about to lose my marbles, but other than that, I'm good. I'm very good. How are you, Rich?
Good.
What you got for
us? Just trying to address a couple things. Everybody's talking about a lot of things. You know, well, we've had people right inside of our own building that could help correct this situation, and we let them walk out. And the biggest problem we've had is Andrew Berry, okay? And that's the biggest problem you have. He's what do we have? He brings in people. Over the years with his draft picks? What's he done?
Thank you, Rich. Sorry about that, buddy. It's really hard to get to a point where you don't just kind of put it on Andrew Berry. But the reality is it's leadership in general. I'll continue to go back to the most ironic thing in the world is that you moved off Baker looking for an adult in the room.
And you brought in that.
Well, I was going to say, I now wonder when people ask, well, do they have to take a quarterback because Andrew Berry might get fired next year if they don't hit on the quarterback? That sounds like not an adult motive. Like, oh, well, Jimmy Haslam might want to take Shedeur Sanders because it might help sell tickets at a dome to be built down the road. That doesn't sound like winning anywhere in there other than financially winning or career winning.
And if this happens, that tells you that organizationally they've learned no lessons, right? Brian Hoyer benched so they could put Johnny Manziel on the field because they wanted to sell jerseys in the team shop, right? That ended up being an unmitigated disaster.
Brian's going to be joining the morning show on Tuesday starting up, by the way.
Then, you know, Deshaun, after being told no, right, they go back, give him this contract, impulsive decision. They get got nervous with the whole Baker blow up publicly. Once it got out that they were going to see Deshaun, Baker's like, all right, get me out of here. So again, impulsive decision making. Like, you have to learn from these mistakes. And the point is, you can't take one of these quarterbacks because you feel you have to. Because if you do that, you're setting yourself up for failure for the umpteenth time since taking this franchise over in the middle of 2012.
216-474-0092. Even if it actually made cap sense, would you want them to trade the Deshaun contract with Miles?
No, because you're going to get less.
Yeah. Well, and
it lowers his value.
And sit in your filth, learn your lesson, and come out the other side a better organization. And another evidence of you can reach your limits pretty quickly here. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. So I forgot to mention, I bought a house today. Yeah, that happened today. That's fun.
That is one expensive Valentine's gift.
I will say, I don't feel the need to buy anything else for Vanessa today. And I don't think she should feel any pressure. Like, this is one of those things where, like a Valentine's Day card feels a little hollow.
I was going to say, is she buying you a car or something?
We're not there. I mean, I'll take it. If she wants to go out to Sarchon Chevrolet, sarchonchevrolet.com, and buy me one of those new high countries, I'll take it. But I don't know.
I just don't know, like, if you're Vanessa right now, I don't know how you compete with that. Hey, honey, happy Valentine's Day. Here's a house.
So it was funny. The original closing date and signing day was going to be earlier this week. And we had to push it for one last part of... So I don't even remember anymore. But anyways, the second that I saw it fell on Valentine's Day, I was like, we don't have to get each other a damn thing. And so I was talking to somebody, they're like, oh, you should still get each other something for Valentine's Day. And I'm like, I've given 40 years of my blood, sweat, and tears here to be able to afford, hopefully, what will be our forever home. Is that, and Vanessa has as well.
Right.
This is the opposite of mutually assured destruction. This is mutually assured happiness.
I just figured out what you're... It's a little late in the game right now.
Yeah.
But you should have gotten her a gallon of her favorite paint for whatever... Because you know she's decorating 75% of that house.
Yep.
So you could have gotten her, I don't know, the best color paint that she loves so she can paint her first room. That could be your Valentine's Day gift.
So...
Although I don't know how she would take that.
No, last weekend we already bought each other all the paint for the house that we're going to need to do the interior stuff. Yeah. Although I will say,
here, honey, here's this 2-inch cut
easy
brush.
Oh, okay. So, I don't have it in me.
You can properly trim the windows and doors.
So, I mean, we even got the electric rollers and everything.
By the way,
that actually might be a Valentine's Day gift. I wanted to get a sprayer, and she wanted the electric roller, and I was like, all right, I would rather do things my way, but I love you, so let's do it your way.
Pink painter's tape. Painter's tape is your friend.
Well, no, but why is it going to...
Valentine's Day.
But the color of the tape doesn't stay up.
Well, I understand that. It's why it's the perfect gift.
So it can feel more romantic this weekend.
It's not as like the flowers are going to last. Backs. The chocolates in your household certainly aren't going to last.
Oh, it's for my birthday. All those things are valid.
So, I'm just thinking of things that will cost you money.
Uh-huh.
In addition to them.
Right. Yeah. So I feel like, because this is a two-way street.
Listen, I've already painted my house. I'm good.
Yeah. Okay. We don't need to brag. I have the next 5 days after this to get all of that done.
All four rooms.
And then I have four rooms and then a few more.
Congratulations on all your success.
So the cool thing about this house is she actually does work from home, so she gets her office.
She has a home office. All right.
I finally have my own space. In the house in Lodi, I didn't have one. It's going to be man cave meets kind of an office because I'd like a place to prep that isn't on the couch.
You want to be able to shut the door, right?
Yeah. Well, in case I host, because occasionally I host on the Infinity Sports Network, so I do have a desk that I can kind of set it up. I also want a place that, like, I'd like a standing desk so it's a little easier to fall asleep when prepping for the show.
Oh, if you need some help wiring your studio, you know where to find me.
It's not going to be that in depth. I mean, okay. It might be, but I appreciate you are. At some point, I'm going to take up every bit of offer here on you agreeing to help, including hanging some furniture that needs to be,
I was going to say, I hope you go into some structure if you plan on hanging furniture.
All right, that's out of pocket. But the funny thing is, so this is the first time I've had, my spaces in our previous houses were like the garage. And the problem with that is it drives me crazy. Everybody like throw like the trash out in the garage.
It was just because of the fumes.
You'd rather enjoy those, don't you? The fumes helped. Yeah, they helped. It was a time where we didn't have enough money for beer, so I'm going to go enjoy a fume or two. But it was we hadn't even closed in the house yet when Vanessa was like, I think in your office. And I think you need to step off, ma'am. I think you need to back off my office. I was like, you've got an office, all right? There are plenty other walls you can... But I think with your office... And I was like, no.
Yeah,
So really, my Valentine's Day present from her is one room. My Valentine's Day gift to her
is the house.
Is all the rest of the rooms and my physical labor to make them look the way she wants them to.
How bold are you going with your paint colors?
Not very. No, because it hurts the value of the house.
I understand. Well,
yeah.
Painted my own house, I'm aware.
Okay, mister. I'm trying to say, like...
Neutrals. What neutrals?
But the girls did go a little bolder than, you know, like a little bit darker green color, a little bit darker blue color.
But here's the thing. Here's the fix for that. Don't do the whole room. I have two words for you. Accent wall.
Yep, that's exactly what I'm doing in my office.
So the girls can have their bold color... Just not on all four walls.
Also, Vanessa saying, hey, got you a card, butthead. I just got that to you. Hi, babe. Thank you for the house. Appreciate you. You'll get a card on my way home, I think.
I was going to say, did I just get you in trouble?
No, I probably... Daryl, you know me well enough to know my mouth gets me more in trouble than anybody else gets me in trouble.
But I'm getting you in trouble adjacent, I feel like.
No, you're helping me dig my grave.
Okay.
Yeah. But that's just what friends do, right? My friends just make sure.
Would it offend you if I threw the dirt on the casket at this point?
No.
Okay.
No. I mean, I've got like 40% Irish, so that is kind of like a ceremonial thing that we do, right? Throw a little dirt on the grave. No.
Are you going box or are you going urn?
I'm not going to be cremated.
Okay, I'm just asking.
That's a lot of ash.
Right? It is.
They're going to need two. Give me more, fat man.
So I'm of the age now. I get that mail now, right? They plan your own party, if you will.
Uh-huh. I didn't know which kind of party we were talking about, but I got there eventually. Didn't know if it came with everybody putting keys somewhere. I don't know.
So, one of the options for cremation is you can be turned into an hourglass. Your ashes could. And you can, still participate in family game night or something. I don't know. But, that is a thing now. You can have your ashes put in an hourglass.
Do you want to be in an hourglass?
Not particularly, no. No, I'm good. See, my concern is I'm going to get the Art Modell treatment at my grave.
Uh-huh.
That's my concern.
If I outlive you.
So the oven is like really appealing to me right now, over the box.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know if I want to do the hourglass thing. Jar thing doesn't really, I don't know, like.
You want to plant it as a tree?
No.
That actually sounds better than going to ash. Like your remains become part of a tree. That sounds actually okay.
Yeah, but then it's getting cut down at some point too. Like that's
like 100 years from now.
I don't know. It depends.
Yeah. All right. Maybe if you choose an inferior tree type, I'm going California redwood, baby.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. The only way, I could end up in ash that way too.
I was gonna say.
Just realized. It all goes one way or another. I just would like to point out that I'm talking about buying a house, and Daryl immediately goes to, I'm planning my funeral. I'm like, it's a happy and joyous day. I told you at the start of the show. I told you that between you and everybody else in the studio, when I walked into the damn studio being like, you were all Debbie Downers. It was like, well, you know, the sun's out. Well, melanoma cases are rising more than they ever have.
No, the sun is out, but it's also 14 degrees out.
Yeah, thank you, Debbie Downer. Everyone. I walked into like a cacophony of Debbie Downers. And then I lived through the Joel Corey interview. And then I'm like, I bought a house.
And Daryl's
like, we're all going to die within the next 20 years. Okay.
I gave you fantastic interior decorating advice, though.
Which
golly
was?
Willikers. The accent wall for the bold colors. This way the girls get their favorite color on the wall, but the whole room doesn't have to be that particular color.
Are you Chip or Joanna? I've watched HGTV too.
I'm definitely more of a Chip.
What's next? Are you going to pitch me Open Concept? Yeah.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. And
neutral colors, Open Concept.
Well, I'm looking across the table here, and I think Open Concept would be a very good thing for you.
Yeah. Oh, that's a fat joke. Yeah. So we're all going to die in Nick's fat. All
right. I am fat. Like, yeah. I had to breathe.
216-474-0092. This segment has been indicative of how the entire show has gone.
Big, massive humans.
So the question is...
Wait a minute, there's a question in here?
Well, we were attempting to get there before you waylaid the show with your death thoughts, which we appreciate on a Friday.
And I don't even remember how we got there.
Get that ass.
I don't think any of us want to remember how we got there, but...
I talk for a living.
Now she's listening. Do I have to get my wife a card too? 216-474-0092.
I think the answer you're looking for there, Nick, is yes, you do.
And then maybe like a plot for our bodies, right? The lead. 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.